This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Excuse me, why? The allergies. I found myself, by the way, ladies, taking your advice to Zyrtec. Is that what it's called? Zantac?
Yeah. Yep.
Zantac would be a combination.
Zantac is for heartburn.
Oh, is it?
Well, okay. Zantac got pulled from the shelf, so I don't even know if it's available anymore.
What would be a combination of a... What is Zyrtec or Xanax? What would happen if you took them both together?
I have. Probably to be very sleepy, right?
Really? Good way to have take a nap.
Hey, when you got allergies and anxiety, bring them on.
They're all set. Hoo-ha. Okay, so this is a study that has been done. I find it interesting how often we discuss polls or studies of things because they make for interesting conversation. This one suggests that most of the police departments in our country are not sharing information about their use of force. This on the heels of the awarding of the Pulitzer Prize to Darnella Frazier. Did you see this? The teenager who filmed the police and the activity on George Floyd. She's been awarded the Pulitzer Prize. It's an honorary Pulitzer Prize, but it's called a special citation from the Pulitzer Board for filming the final moments of his life.
Can you imagine if we didn't have that video? Nothing.
And what would be going on?
Derek Chauvin would probably have gone free, and none of the whole world.
How did she happen to be there? What do we know about this young lady? I don't remember. I remember the video, but I remember too much about.
I think as people started to gather, I think she was just there, right place, right time, or wrong place, wrong time, however you want to say it. But she just started filming it because that's what kids do. They just automatically start filming everything. And,
for the last time a special citation was issued, it was to Ida Wells, who was a journalist who exposed lynchings and mob violence against black people. So it's been a while. Since it happened, I think it's a coincidence that they both have gone to black women. But that's kind of, the fact that this sort of thing is noted, there's a reckoning here that needs to come, and it becomes it's a source of consternation because most people want to see the police do well. Most people want, when they see the police, they want to have, expect help. I grew up on that. I grew up on the police helping. When there was a problem, the police would be there to help you. Unfortunately, what it's turned into in too many cases is there's the opposite, in fact. You want to stay away from the police because they're not there to help you. They're there to harass you or to give you, a perfect example. When somebody's taillight is out, or let's say there's, I'm going to give you an example that happened to me. I had a problem a number of years ago with a truck up in a real rural area when I was coming back with some animals. It was late at night coming back to the farm, and I had, I think it was a flat tire. I don't know. It was something that at 11 o'clock at night I didn't want to deal with. So a policeman came along. It was a small little town called Oakham, and the policeman came along, and he saw that I had a problem, and he said, okay, how can I help you out? And so he helped me change the tire, and he followed me. He could only go to the town line, but he followed me to make sure that I didn't have any more problems. That's a vivid imagery that I have, and it's so makes me want to think that police are like that everywhere. I would love to have everybody have that experience.
And by and large, they are, but nobody tells those stories. Everybody tells the other stories.
I don't have that experience anymore. I have, when I have a problem, the other day I had a problem with a truck that I picked up in Vermont, a trailer, and I stopped along the side of the road, and it was something I had to kind of fix myself or do. Policeman stopped and said, what's the problem? He wanted to check out all the lights and things. I said, I'm having a problem with the brakes on this trailer. And he said, well, I hope you get it fixed. And he got in his car and drove away. So that's not helpful. I find that not helpful at all. I mean, it was a dangerous highway. The least he could have done is sat in his car with his lights on until I managed to get it fixed. But
that's what I was
going to
say. If you didn't have road flares or any like safety equipment with you, unfortunately, you should have at least provided some.
Unfortunately, defunding. The defunding of the police, though, doesn't allow them to have the time to do that anymore. I'm sure of it. Because
that was
you had...
I think that's a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a convenient... You just said it happened to you, what? A month ago? 2 months ago?
No one has actually been defunded yet.
Last weekend.
Oh, 100% they have, Victoria.
Maybe in L.A., but not...
The LAPD's been defunded by $150 million. The L.A. Sheriff's Department,
$120 million. I've got a lot of experience. My teeth are long, and I've got a lot of experience with law... enforcement. Some of it positive, some of it negative. But I do not find the attitude these days.
Well, you've got a little attitude on your own.
There's no question about it. And one of the reasons I have an attitude is because I don't like their attitude. I don't expect that I should be put through the ringer. The expectation is, and maybe I get it because
things have
changed.
Didn't you get arrested for something that you shouldn't have been arrested for?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because he can't stand authority. So, I mean,
no, that's not why I got arrested.
Problem.
It has nothing to do with why I got arrested. No, it isn't. Not at all.
You got into a huge fight. They probably would have been real nice about your warrant, which was out for your arrest.
No, they wouldn't have been nice at all.
What was the warrant for?
It was for me not serving on a jury, which was so wrong, because the next day when I went to court, I showed the judge... The jury, I was the
foreman?
The foreman of the jury.
Oh, so you had your letter to prove that you
had the letter to prove it.
Yeah.
And the information that was on an old license that I hadn't used for years was what they found. It's just that kind of stuff. That's not police. That's not good police work. What is that? It's harassment.
Okay. Let me just play devil's advocate here. If you're a police officer and you see a warrant for someone's arrest and you pull them over and you say there's a warrant out for your arrest and they start bad-mouthing you, what in the world are you supposed to do?
I didn't do anything. They put me in handcuffs, put me in the back of the cruiser. My truck was parked along the side of the road. They were going to have it towed. I said, no, I'll have my people come get it. They were going to have the dog officer come get Charlotte out of the truck. I said, no, somebody will come take care of her. But they wanted to argue with me about procedure. And I said, then they figured out who I was. And that's because I called the chief at the police station, and his admin said, okay, bring him down to the station. We'll take care of it. So the admin spent 2 hours sitting in the jail with me while we waited for the bond guy to come for me to put a $50 bond. And there was nothing about it that made any sense whatsoever. And then when I saw the cop the next day, he apologized and said, you know, but as it turned out, I met somebody at court that I dated for a year or so. He happened to see me going to the movies.
See what
with
I mean?
Her.
I
like,
love
all
these
of
stories.
Your,
they just
like,
keep
all
going.
Of your negative experience with the cops, you got special treatment because of who you are. You
got
a girlfriend
treatment.
Out of it.
But it still was unnecessary. It was a waste of time and effort.
And this is why I don't like the whole new voting law, because guess what? That record that was off on your jury summons is the same stuff that they live by with the voter rights.
I don't like the new voting stuff either. So, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Anyway, so back to the data collection from the National Use of Force program. It was launched a couple of years ago.
Is that where
ago.
We started? Okay.
That is where.
I genuinely did not know where this started.
For the second straight year, 27% of police departments are supplying information, which I thought was required by the FBI, the staff.
Yeah.
So why are they not showing it? What are they hiding is the question.
Exactly.
You know, that would be the question the average person on the street would, you know. You can't blame this on defunding, because it's an automatic thing that's in a computer, stats and just send it along.
There is no national database on policing, though. That's why all these people who say that they come out and know about systemic racism, they're full of it, because they don't have any real numbers. There is no national database. And so people take local numbers.
Well, that's not the only reason people think systemic racism exists.
No, but they extrapolate them into whatever story they want to tell on both sides of the argument about policing, by the way, because there isn't a national database of police officer interactions. So,
well, there's also no way to keep track, and this is ridiculous, of when a cop gets fired and they can go on and get a job at a different precinct or a different town. There is no database for any cop who has been wrongfully
fired. By the way, because it takes a lot to get a police officer fired. I wouldn't be opposed to that. But I think it's just silly when people go, oh, well, we have these national numbers. No, nobody has national numbers.
Well, maybe we should have a little more info. Just so that we aren't so judgmental. If the numbers are good, we ought to know it. If they're bad,
but we're asking the cops to present their own. Those precincts are supposed to present their own data, and they're refusing to. So I mean, how can you?
So why aren't they held
accountable?
How do you just say no? I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, now that I think it's become a very public knowledge
until
that
there's a real system. Until there's a real system in place, I can understand why they don't want to put their information out there.
Well, and honestly, who would even trust
their numbers? Extrapolation of, who would even trust people to interpret them? I don't trust anybody who's creating these stupid narratives right now, because everybody takes one number
and
they spin
it up however
they want. Yeah. And so,
but I don't trust that police are actually going to accurately describe use of force and report on it.
I think with
their
watchdog
people,
groups, they absolutely have to. I mean,
well,
I would.
Everybody's got a camera these days. You got to remember that. 17 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How many people remember this song from Pink Floyd? Crank it up, will you, Phil?
All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
All right, so the folks at Zuckerberg Central, i.e. Facebook, wanted to use this song. They offered Pink Floyd a lot of money to use the song for an Instagram ad. And Roger Waters sent a note back to Zuckerberg. Basically, it began with an F and ended with a K. And a U was involved in it somewhere there. Apparently, Roger Waters is not a big fan of Zuckerberg's. In fact, he called him one of the most powerful idiots in the world. So you can keep your money. I thought that was sort of an interesting way to respond, right?
Yeah, but I'm curious how the rest of the band feels, because it was probably for a lot of money. So, I don't know. Roger Waters split from the rest of them a long time ago.
There you go. Yeah. Food for Thought, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay with the trending info. Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to be in the focus. We'll get to her after Jay gives you the complete details of what to do this final week. You want to win a Works prize package, WORX. They are the leaders in electronically powered equipment. You get a skill saw. You get a power washer. It's pretty cool what the prizes are. So what do you have to do? You can be the announcer here, Jay. And so, Jay, tell everybody what they have to do in order to win this prize.
Share with us the difference or similarities between your 2020 Father's Day celebrations and your 2021 celebrations. What you're expecting to do if you did an early celebration. Hey, moms, you can get in on this as well. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate a father figure, mom who plays the role of father that's in your life. Just go to @DJVShow, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let us know. And Doug Steffen himself will be picking a winner. Now, you only have until this coming Friday, 11:59 a.m. to get involved with this.
Okay, so apparently Marjorie Taylor Greene is making the rounds in the trending department because she apologized for saying something that apparently she thinks was a mistake. So what was this all about, Jay? What's the behind-the-scenes story?
Yeah, she's one of the few people on an apology tour this week. Now, she had originally stated that, or she equated people having to wear masks kind of like Nazi Germany when people had to wear a gold star. And she just recently visited the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and she's taking back everything she said. She's apologizing. She was trending, and then also the line, she's 47 years old, was trending because people were saying, how did you not know all of this about the Holocaust? You're 47 because years old. 47 how did you just not find out?
And this is what drives me nuts. This is one of my pet peeves, and people on both sides of the aisle do this. They don't realize that when you overuse a word, it loses power. And that's why it ticks me off when everybody uses the word Nazi to describe their foes. You're such a Nazi. Trump's a Nazi. People who wear masks are Nazis. No.
Well, that's because
they
don't
really
know the significance
Nazis
of it.
Nazis are really Nazis. And, yeah. You know, the other one is fascist and all these things. Until you're living under those circumstances, let the words have power, because the more you overuse them in stupid, ridiculous ways, the less power that they really have in historical context. It's, I don't know. That's
so
one
is
of the
it hard?
I can't
it's easier.
Articulate
what you don't like about something,
yeah, that's
a policy,
true,
or
totally
someone.
Right. Don't just slap a stupid label on something.
Use your words.
Well, because it's hard for people to, like QAnon. People don't even know what that is. It's hard to say it. You know, there's that ilk, if you will. There are a number of different groups that come along that people are using the Nazi term to refer to. And it's like everything else gets watered down. And that's one of the terms that ought
it
not to be in the history of mankind.
I know.
They are the worst of the worst of any category that you can think of that is negative. The term Nazi applies to the worst of the worst. So, yeah, overused. Okay, Chrissy Teigen, what's up with her?
So she's doubling down on her last apology with this new apology where she came under fire when Courtney Stodden released a lot of different screenshots of Chrissy Teigen telling her that she should kill herself. Stodden at the time was underage. Courtney Stodden was the teen bride. They are a model. They were married to Doug. Oh, I can't remember his last name.
Oh, she's a they now? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
What is they and them? You want to help us?
That's another thing that bothers me. I get the whole choosing pronouns, but it totally ruins grammar.
What does it mean?
Chrissy Teigen.
It's all nonsense.
Well, it's not, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's not it's a singular pronoun, and this is a singular person. So why is it that they're being referred to as they?
Jay, you want to take that one?
Right.
I'm interested. I would like to know, too.
Because he nor she doesn't really fit. Think about it. If somebody tells, like, you're reading somebody's name, and it's kind of a gender-neutral name, and you don't know if that person's a he or she, a lot of times you'll use they.
Yeah, you just say they.
Sam could be
Samantha or Samuel.
But they is a
personal
pronoun. It refers to more than one. All right, well, we'll take this up later. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the importance of play, not only for people, but pets as well. You know, during the first weeks and months of life, play serves as a learning experience for puppies. Play teaches them how to relate to other litter mates, their owners, and the outside world. The socialization that results from their play experiences is absolutely critical for the puppy's normal development. Regardless of age, regular play and exercise are vital for a dog's physical and psychological health and well-being. From a physical standpoint, lack of exercise generally results in obesity. Unfortunately, a very common problem in dogs, especially in older ones. From a psychological standpoint, the lack of stimulation through exercise and play can lead to boredom and result in a myriad of behavioral problems. In particularly severe cases, a lack of exercise can actually lead to depression in pets. It is therefore the owner's responsibility to ensure that his dog receives sufficient exercise, and play is an excellent means of accomplishing that. So exercise is really important, and don't forget to get down on all fours and play with the dog on his level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Israel's military said it carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday after incendiary balloons were launched from the Palestinian territory. The two peoples had agreed to a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas. A federal judge lifted the Biden administration's temporary ban on new oil and gas leases on public lands and offshore waters. In a victory for 13 states that filed the legal challenge in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Terry Doty granted a preliminary injunction Tuesday, blocking President Biden's January 27th executive order while the litigation continues. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed an executive order on Tuesday mandating that public colleges and universities cannot require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or require students to submit proof that they received the vaccine to attend in-person classes. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After calling Vladimir Putin a killer and saying he's told him before he has no soul, President Biden on Monday is now calling the Russian leader bright and tough. The two men will meet face-to-face inside an 18th-century Swiss villa situated alongside a lake in Geneva. The fifth American president to sit down with Putin. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
The upcoming SpaceX launch of a GPS-3 satellite scheduled for Thursday will be the first national security space mission to use a refurbished Falcon 9 booster. Launch window opens at 12.09 p.m. Eastern and will close at 12.24 p.m. Eastern and will launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay and Victoria here at the ready, at your service and on your side for sure. Here's the idea that the world is a cruel, horrible place has just been set aside by a high school student, a valedictorian of her class at Fitchburg High School, which is about 30 miles from me, west of here. She had a $40,000 scholarship. She's going to Harvard, and she announced that she wanted to make sure that that money was given to somebody else. In fact, a student attending a community college. She said she was grateful. Her name is Verda Teta, by the way, 17 years old during graduation. The crowd, certainly her classmates and families and teachers, that sort of thing, were very receptive, cheered the announcement. She said she is going to study biochemistry on her own. But she made this sort of an impromptu approach, telling the crowd that she was inspired by her mom, who had attended a community college. The school has awarded its General Excellence Award to a graduating boy or girl, And so this school had the money. They have a scholarship, and they gave it to her. And she said, "No, you know what? I wanted you to give it to somebody else." So that was, I think, they came. Her mother apparently immigrated from Ghana and has a couple of different jobs right now. She works overnight at a group home and works during the daytime. A father appears to not be around. That's really one of the big problems.
Incredibly, I know, but
really
incredibly
is.
Generous.
Yeah, it was, well, it tells you something about what she's made of, what her, you know, you don't get that way because you don't have good environment. You have good support, and that's how people, you know, you are what you're exposed to, what your environment is. It goes for humans, it goes for animals. You're going to be the way you are treated. And you're going to have the attitude that people have around you towards certain things, for the most part. Not always that way. But in this circumstance, I think you give the mother a lot of credit. The mother and daughter live apparently alone. And so she decided to give her this has made a lot of people talking here in Massachusetts about goodness and gratefulness. And it's just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she's choosing to take loans. She's
yeah.
taking college loans out so that
back.
Someone else can have a free ride at the community college. That,
yep.
For a 17-year-old to have the wherewithal
yep.
to even put
today?
That... to yeah, that's well, yeah. any day, really. I mean, it's
more difficult today. I think people are more self-motivated these days in general. That's a general statement. And a lot of people are very generous, very thoughtful, but they, A, don't get any attention, and B... It's kind of swimming upstream. It really is. All right, so let's go to Jeff Bezos for a minute. We were talking about him with regard to his space flight. There's a report today about how people at Amazon are treated and how they run their business. This as a result of somebody deciding they wanted to scrutinize what was going on. Why is it Amazon always needs hundreds of thousands of workers? Are they expanding that much? And apparently, that's not the case. In fact, Amazon encourages employee turnover to the point after 3 years on the job, you don't get raises, and you get a bonus to quit, which I find kind of interesting because in an era, well, I mean, you can't fault Bezos. He's been the most successful person in terms of money anyway. He's the richest guy in the world, and it came from his business strategies. But you got to wonder sometimes whether this is in the corporation's best interest, but is it in the best interests of the people who work there? I don't know what the answer to that is, but they turn over at a rate of 150% in their warehouses, and so I guess I'm giving Bezos a black eye, which is what the intention is of this article. I don't see. That's important. But I do think it's interesting to see what corporate America does, or in this case, the largest employer around with their workers. There are a lot of people who need jobs. They go there. So is it good for people to be pushed into or out of a circumstance where they can get comfortable? Now, you can get pretty, after you work in a warehouse for 2 or 3 years, where do you go? What do you do? What's next? And is there a chance for you to go on, or did you learn something, and I don't know, I just think it's A, interesting to see what the turnover is, and then B, what the motivation is for people. They get $18.25 an hour, so that's about $37,000 a year for a full-time worker. That's below the poverty line. What's the poverty line now? $48,000? $47,000? Something like that. So isn't it interesting? What I got out of this, frankly, is not necessarily the Amazon focus, but what it takes to make it, especially when you look at the expenses going up the way they are, cost of gasoline, food, you know, everything. And so how do you do, back to the young lady whose mother works two jobs to take care of her and her daughter, $15 an hour. I don't like the fact that we artificially create a scenario that you're worth $15 an hour. Apparently, the folks at Amazon think you're worth 18 and a quarter an hour, or that's what it's worth to them for you to do the job that you get hired to do. But what is really the value of one? Don't you decide the value of you? Don't you decide the value of you in a discussion? If you don't like what you're getting paid, then you go look for another job.
And that's happening a lot right now. That's really huge.
Worker turnover right now.
In like white collar companies and industries,
as well.
That's happening a lot. People are saying, you know, if my company wants me to commute again, you know, back to New York City, I'm in New Jersey, so that's a big conversation right now. People who commute into the city, and a lot of people are saying, if my boss, you know, is insisting that I have to be back in the office 5 days a week, I'm going to look for another job. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are just. And in the restaurant industry, they had a huge turnover for the month of May, I think it was, the new numbers. And because essentially, you know, the restaurant industry needs so much help, and they had
huge.
One of the largest influxes in the last jobs report was going to the restaurant and hospitality business. But now they had a huge turnover because people know that restaurants are willing to pay more money, so they're quitting and hopping over to another job that pays more. Mm-hmm. So I mean, look, if that's what we all say about capitalism, right? It's supply and demand. So
well, and plus the pandemic has created a huge mess in almost every sector.
But the prices of restaurant food, I mean, the prices, we've been out to a million restaurants and everything has gone way up. And it's not just because. Well, no, it's their restaurants are trying to make up for the losses, and they know people are desperate.
That might be true,
but
that creates inflation, though. I mean, that's all part of it. I mean, the fact that you've got people paying 10%, 20% more for vacations this summer. Gasoline prices.
People are willing
are up.
To pay it.
Restaurant costs are up, but what creates inflation too is
who are we holding the Chinese responsible for this? This woman that runs the lab or whatever studies she said, it didn't come from Wuhan. Come on. This is where we have, and what's going on with the G7 and all these world leaders that are meeting? What are they doing to hold China responsible for the complete chaos they have created all around the world?
Yep.
What did they do? What?
They signed a letter that the Biden administration already sent to China saying that World Health Organization investigators need to get into that lab. So they signed a letter. That was the big outcome. That's what they're going to do to be tough. And then the question is, what happens if China doesn't respond to that letter? And
they're not
going to
respond. They don't give a damn. They don't care. They don't care about anything except themselves. The government of China don't care about anything but how they can become the dominant power in the world. And then what do they do with it? They'll screw up. They're screwing up everything anyway. So here we go.
Well, they're clearly, at least for the first time, maybe ever, they're at least, you know, they're on the back of their heels right now because the entire world is now like glaring at them,
good.
Saying, "Okay, this is you've totally created a mess with everyone's supply chain. You're profiting off of everyone else's, you know, misfortune."
The only thing
during
the Chinese
pandemic.
Are going to understand is if people don't buy their crap.
And right.
That's
by
it.
The way,
the
what about?
Reality.
I mean, it's possible that they're releasing all these variants that we've been talking about endlessly. I mean, there are reports out in the Wall Street Journal and other sources, reputable sources, that say that they're creating variants to try to make it look like it came from a bat, to try to cover their tracks. And so if that's the case, are we sitting around while other variants, like, you know, coming
meanwhile,
out every
they're
cent?
Spending a lot of money for military, and that was part, apparently, of the NATO summit. That's part of the discussion, one of the Chinese. I mean, so you ask the question, well, what are you going to do? To curb it. As long as you keep buying their stuff, they have lots of money, they can do what they want. Until we get that fixed, if we get that fixed, then maybe there's a chance that we put them in their place. Until then, all of you who are buying things that are made in China, and you can use the excuse, we can't get any other place, is it a necessity or is it a luxury, whatever you're buying? Think about that. When you think about spending your money to support the government of China, which is trying to screw over our country and the rest of the world, think about something other than yourself when you're buying some of this stuff. It's really, I think that's where the bottom line is. In a moment, we congratulate the state of Vermont right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Trending today, this week's Works Tool winner. We have that in our download. Do you want to find out who the winner is? Also, you want to find out how to win? Follow our social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you could win a swell prize package. Check it out at djvshow.com. Let's see, also on the trend here, the download has a focus on Ned Beatty passing away at the age of 83. Also, the story of that humpback whale that swallows a man. There is some reason to believe some of the locals here, this happened off Cape Cod, think this guy made this all up. It was not, didn't happen at all.
That's right. So, they're questioning him. If it did happen and you get swallowed by a whale, aren't you kind of ticked when nobody believes you? But
what was it? Was Jiminy Cricket? Who got swallowed?
Jonah and a whale.
No.
Well, and Pinocchio. Yeah, and he built a fire, remember, to make the whale sneeze so that he would get spit out.
Exactly.
And this guy said he what? He punched the inside of the whale until it spit him out?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. Didn't he just spit him out?
No,
I think the whale recognized it.
He was trying to, like, shake his head or something.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's at the DJV download. Check out our podcast every day at djvshow.com and catch the stuff that we talked about that you didn't hear when you were listening for your 45 or 50 minutes. You get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. State of Vermont has lifted its remaining pandemic restrictions. They are the first state to have given a shot to 80% of their eligible population. Wow, about that. 444,000 people have had a shot at the, from the age of 12 on up. That's pretty good. Matter of fact, the governor celebrated the occasion by bringing the state, removing the mandate for masks and that sort of stuff, capacity for their stores. That's happening in California, I think, this week, too, isn't it, Jennifer? Or is it
sure
not
is.
The end of it? But how many, what percentage, 80% in Vermont, what's the percentage of people in California, or for that matter, Jay in New Jersey, or, I'm sorry, Jay in Tennessee, or Victoria, New Jersey? What's the percentage of population that's gotten their shots?
I don't know in Jersey.
It's around
60
or 70 in California.
Yeah. Is it?
In New York, it's just under 70%. They're going to make the July 4th. That's the goal that Biden had. So New York said they're on target for that. Jersey's less than New York, so we might be maybe 60%.
Okay. Well, something to aim for sure. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Laura Banks, actress, author, and for our purposes here, extraordinarily good astrologer. She's done a lot of work. She's understood what it takes to take a look at the stars and come up with something that makes sense. It's a fascinating, well, I think at first for you, it was sort of a hobby, right? And then it's become more of a profession because lots of people get readings for you at StarGalNetwork.com. So it started with you inquiring about you, right? In that sense.
It started with my mother. So I'm a second generation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it goes way back to her explaining the 12 signs to me and you know, just the whole fact that there are 12 signs and 12 apostles. And, you know, I was really looking at the history today, Doug, of astrology and really how many millionaires, use astrology has thing. Don't use astrology if you want to be a millionaire. Use it if you want to be a billionaire. J.P. Morgan Chase was very involved in the studying of astrology. The building of the Hoover Dam, they used astrology.
Why do people make such fun then? What is there in the conventional wisdom of these news hacks who make fun of Ronald Reagan and his wife because they use astrology, make fun of me because I use astrology? Some people make fun of you. Well, how legitimate is that? Not scientific. This woman is a kook. Or I'm a kook because I happen to believe, I don't live my life by it, but it helps me. It's a helpful tool. And yet there are...
I think people are afraid of what they don't understand. I think Albert Einstein had the good sense to understand that astrology is something that's real and works in the cosmos. How can you define there's water, there's elements on different planets, there's different sizes of planets, the ocean moves when the moon moves, but there's no correlation given we're 97% water to the movement of the planet.
Right.
It's like related to death and afterlife and all of the characters you see on TV shows and things. It's just a stereotype.
Things we don't understand. Okay, so now let's look ahead. Let's take the practical look at what's going on in the stars right now. Mercury's coming out of retrograde in the next few days. We have, at the same time, the summer solstice as we go from spring to summer. That always creates, what other than something on a calendar, what really happens in the heavens as we change from one season to another? Do the stars really change their position in the sky? No. Is the Earth in a different position? Yes. Okay, you want to explain that?
It's a carousel. It's this cosmic. It's really a giant fabric. You know, I saw this vision when I was much younger. I think it was really real, of this grid, and it came to me like a dream. I've had a lot of that kind of experience where it was psychic, and I saw that there's this massive interconnectedness to us and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are in the middle of this play out of spring, summer, fall. Of course, Gemini. We're in Gemini right now. That's why we're really, there's just this chance to connect and be out in nature and be with people. And there's that impulse to do it. And we're all still dealing with this darkness of the soul we just came through with this COVID. So while there's this impulse to go out and connect, I see it in New York City, where I am now. There's this pullback, and there's this fear. You know, we've got some contradictions in some of our bigger planets, you know, with Saturn still sitting in Aquarius. Saturn is a disciplinarian and the difficult one, and it's in Aquarius, which is expansive. So our movements may feel contradictory to each other a lot right now. So that general impulse we would have in June, Doug, and the solstice to go out and just let it all go and have fun and find that barbecue and go out and have a night. We're still fearful, and now there's talk of another layer of some dreaded disease that's coming in. And so I think it's going to take a while for us all to come back, and the planets are mimicking that with the outer planets in contradictory positions. I know that doesn't make any sense, but just know that there's going to be a contradiction within our souls right now.
Is it just the planets that are in our solar system? When you look at the sky, and this is a subject matter for an hour-long conversation, not 60 seconds,
yes,
which is what we have left. The idea that we look at the stars, we can see the various constellations. We can see the things that seem to be the same at different times of the year, but yet everything is moving. We don't even know where it's going, where our planet is moving, our solar system is moving, our galaxy is moving, the universe is moving, and yet all those stars are in the sky in the same place, it would seem, even though they really aren't. And that's what's so mind-blowing about all this.
Cosmic divinity. You know, there's order and there's disorder. Each of us has a unique celestial identity. You know, UCI, they call it. And the tools are there and given to you to service from humanity or cosmic consciousness. You want to grasp that, who you are.
All right, there she is, the Star Gal herself when it comes to astrology. Check out Laura Banks at StarGalNetwork.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.